I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News, in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Oil and gas industry pioneer and New Mexico Republican Party contributor John A. Yates of Artesia passed away on Tuesday. He was 93 years old. Yates was raised in Artesia, and he and his two brothers founded Yates Petroleum in 1960. He and his family became a force in New Mexico's vital oil and gas industry. State Representative Jim Townsend of Artesia remembers Yates for his commitment to the community.
Very successful, but still very, very much part of the community. You saw at the local restaurant grabbing a hamburger just like everybody else, and watching little league ball teams and the football games going on.
Townsend went on to say that he wishes the family all of God's peace and comfort during his time of loss and sorrow. The Carlsbad Municipal School District is in search of a new board member after District 5 board member Tom Hollis resigned. Anyone who's interested in filling the District 5 area, which covers the northwest portion of the school district, should pick up a packet at the Carlsbad Municipal School's central office. The term for this school seat expires on December 31st of 2025. Two separate sexual offender felony warrants have been issued for 54-year-old Jesse Dean Otto of Hobbs and 59-year-old Ruben Jaramillo, also of Hobbs. According to the Lee County Sheriff's Office, both individuals failed to register as a sex offender and both failed to notify a change of address in Lee County. The violations were reported during a sex offender address verification operation by the Lee County Sheriff's Office, the U.S. Marshal's Office, and New Mexico Adult Probation and Parole. There's been no word yet on whether both men have been arrested. New Mexico State Police and the Eddy County Sheriff's Office have issued a silver alert for 86-year-old Harold Wilson of Artesia. Wilson was last seen leaving his residence located on Smoky Trail in Artesia on Monday around 11 a.m. Wilson is driving a blue 2012 Ford Explorer bearing the New Mexico license plate number MAA582 with a red Zia sticker with a heart and initials BR2020 on the fender. Anyone with information on Wilson's whereabouts are asked to call the Eddy County Sheriff's Office. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.